We open this Board of Equalization on today, April 21st. We start the first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes of January 23rd, 2026.
Oh, do I just start?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Do you have a
minute? No,
it's really approved. Oh, let's see. The first one is a motion to approve the minutes.
All right.
Well, we have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve.
Is this thing on? You can hear me, right?
Gil, you can hear me?
Yep. Gil has already made the motion.
I'll second that.
All right, we'll have a second. The motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes on the approval of the minutes. Item number two is consideration of property tax exemptions. Adrian, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So, please be patient with me because I'm new to this. So, I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to start with the denials that we have because I feel like that's usually giving the hottest take. There are only two properties that we denied. One of them is the Calvary Chapel, St. George. So they have a parking lot and a church that are currently exempt, but they also have a property that's across the street from them, and it is just vacant land. It's a little over an acre, and they have the apartments. They park there. So they graded it, and they reapplied, saying, well, now it's a parking lot, but we need it to be paved. Structure, and so we sent them the denial, and which is a second denial for that. And I don't think they're gonna come jump on, but you know, they could.
Okay,
so how often do we know if they use that as overflow, and does that count? Like, how's, because obviously, if a church owns vacant land, that doesn't qualify,
yeah,
but it's all about the use,
yes.
And where does that, when do we meet the use, right?
Yes.
Is that kind of the question?
I think that's more that it needs to be improved land. It's got to be paved.
Right.
Is that right?
Maybe we should have a quote.
It needs to have a structure on it, or it needs to be, it has to have an improvement on it. So for a parking lot, we would expect it to be paved with, like, curb. And so they just graded it flat. And are calling it a parking lot. But there's no sign work to say it's exclusive use of the church. There's no building on the property. It's just a piece of ground that people can park on when they're.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I also don't see an official entry and exit, meaning that on that corner, certainly on that busier street, Pioneer, that would not be good. I see a row of trees and maybe there's a gap there, but
I can speak to that actually. My grandpa lives just on this street, so on Sundays when I go visit him, it is basically that whole the row of trees, you can't access there, but once you turn down that the next street, it's kind of a dirt lip to get up onto the park.
It's up beyond swaps.
Mm-hmm. And people also park on the road, which makes it hard to see.
Well, that's why it has to be improved and meet various expectations for site distance, whatnot.
So it doesn't even have curb along that frontage there. All right.
The next one that we, or that I'm recommending we deny is Southern Utah Associates. They, the man's name is Michael Davenport. He has some other properties that are fall under this affordable housing category. He's usually has everything buttoned up right, so we can approve them. But for this specific property, there were quite a few holes in the structure. The main issue that I told him was the Southern Utah Associates is a disregarded entity, and entities that actually would own it, they're not holding it not for profit. So they couldn't get the 501c3 from the IRS. And he, when I called him, because I thought maybe I wanted to hear his take, and he agreed, it's not, I can't get the 501c3 with how it's structured now. I'm going to have to go back and I have to restructure it to get this 501c3. And then also, he didn't provide the Schedule C, and he needs to renew his Utah business license for that entity as well. Which he's going to work on, he said, to get for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like in both cases, because they just didn't cross all their T's or dot their I's and still want something. And to the hundreds of cases like these that do qualify, these exceptions maybe at some point might qualify, but not right now. It says consideration of, I make a motion that we deny both of these requests.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
But motion second to deny the two parcels presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay.
Do
you want me to talk about the additions that we have?
Yeah, all the ones that you've got to go through today.
Okay, so. Everyone who was on it last year reapplied and were approved. We had some removals just because property was sold, but there was no one that got kicked off. The new ones that we've got are Liberty Village. It's like a colonial American type thing. We have Community Housing Services, so that's another Michael Davenport's, the other property that got denied. This is one of his that got approved. And then we have Access Foundation. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but it's housing for people that are in recovery, clean housing for domestic abuse, and safe places for those people. We've got two additions there. And then Historical Properties of Washington, Utah, which is a historical relief society hall. So those are the additions. We've got some LDS Church ones as well, though.
And IHC has it too?
Yep, and IHC has two. I believe those are changes. Let's see. So one was when the IHC was sold, and then the other one, they used to be 75% exempt, and they are now 80%.
Okay.
All right.
Questions?
Motions at all? Anybody want to do anything, or we can go ahead? Adrian?
I'd like to make a motion we accept the recommendations.
Second. Motion second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you so much.
Motion passes. Is that all we have for today?
Yep.
My suggestion is on the two that got tonight,